And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's not like we needed more evidence of why we must have redistricting reform in North Carolina, but the 2014 elections provided some. There were 80 legislative races in which there was only one major party candidate on the ballot because the races were already decided by the lines that were drawn. The outcome in many more was a foregone conclusion. It was even worse in congressional races. One political observer pointed out, if you take away the votes that Republican Robert Pittenger received because he was unopposed, Republicans received roughly 53% of the votes cast in congressional contests. The state has 13 House seats. 53% of 13 is 7. But thanks to the gerrymandered districts, Republicans now control 10 seats in a state where their U.S. Senate candidate won by just 1.6% of the vote. Republicans used to be all for redistricting reform when they were in the minority. They were right then. Voters ought to be able to choose their representatives, not the other way around. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.